Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get ready to match the stars. Charles Nelson Reilly, Brett Somers, Richard Dawson, as we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 73.
Or 2007.
And here's the host of Match Game 73, Gene Rivers.
I like rape.
Oh, Gene. Gene Rayburn, love that, Gene.
You like this, Joe? Huh?
Yeah. I do, mate.
He's just standing there clapping his hands. Now he looks like one of those wind-up monkeys that have the cymbals.
You know, I used to think he was easily amused, but today I've begun to appreciate his sophisticated sense of humor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Because he likes your sophisticated stick figures.
Tongo!
Tongo!
Like a backwards brain fart. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get this thing done here, Robbie.
Hey, Chewy.
Let's see.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
All right, we have Scott and Jay.
Right, and we flipped the coin. Jay, who won?
Hold on. I've got to activate both telephone lines. There you go.
We flipped the coin backstage. Jay, do you remember who won?
Hi, stars. I once again won the toss.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
how he wins
incredible.
Every time?
Yeah.
That streak of luck must end someday, but I need you to start off by picking A or B.
A, gentlemen.
A! And here is your clue. There is a small possibility that Mike O'Mara has a drinking problem.
What?
Ever so small. But last time he had a physical, the doctor told him his blood type was blank.
Oh. I'm in.
Jay, don't answer yet.
I'm in.
There's a small possibility that panelists... And Mike, how are you liking sitting in the top right today?
I enjoy it.
Top right's a good spot.
I'm feeling just a little bit dizzy, though.
Oh, well, hold on tight. There's a small possibility that Mike O'Mara has a drinking problem. The last time he had a physical, the doctor told him his blood type was blank. Don
are
is
you in. Buzz?
Joe
I'm
in. Is in.
I'm in.
Wait on you, Mike. You in?
All right, Jay. His blood type was?
J for Jameson's.
J. He had the blood type of J.
Uh-huh.
J A. Do you have blood type J, Don?
No, Rob, and it actually had nothing to do with alcohol.
Really?
Mike's blood type is gravy.
No. Not a match.
Gravy.
Mike, what is your blood type?
I said the truth.
Yes.
I didn't feel there was a need for a joke here.
Sure.
But my
Never
blood
is.
Type was clean and sober.
No.
Okay, laugh if you will, gentlemen.
No picture.
Wow. That's fine.
No photo.
Yeah, sorry. No, sorry, Joe. Simply a funny answer.
That's all. That's all that's required. Joe?
I said it was 90 proof.
90 proof. Not a match. We are looking for Jay. Buzz.
I had 80 proof.
80 proof.
Not funny.
No. Not after 90 proof, no.
90 is so much funnier than 80. You two should switch spots.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, your chance to charge ahead. Here is your clue. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is getting ready to spend some time in jail, and to prepare, she's only bringing the things that she absolutely needs. The real necessities, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and her blank. Paris Hilton going to jail. Only the necessaries. Toothpaste, toothbrush, and blank. Don't answer yet, Scott. Don is in.
I'm in.
I don't know.
Mike is thinking.
I'm in.
I'm not sure Joe is awake. Buzz is thinking.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Okay.
Buzz is in. We're just waiting. Right now we're waiting on the We're waiting on the Artinger twins.
The Fiddlers too.
I'm in. I'm in.
Mike and his protege.
I'm in.
Mike and his intern.
Mike and his prodigy.
I'm in.
All right. Paris Hilton going to
Mike
jail.
Mike and his legacy.
Scott, you've heard about this Paris Hilton, right?
I'm sponsoring Joe.
She's bringing to jail, mentoring him. Toothbrush, toothpaste, and what?
I got to go with the prison classic, I guess. Soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
Oh, hold me back lest I start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Don, do you have soap on a rope?
No, it's not a match. I said she would bring her douche.
Oh, yeah.
Well spelled,
necessities.
D-O-U-C-H-E.
I love that word,
it's
douche.
It's a good word.
It is.
Your douchebag.
Mike, what say you?
I said she's bringing her very, very expensive jean brush.
Oh, yeah. A gift from her mother, Kathy Hilton.
It's camel hair, isn't it?
Hey, I get it. How about you, Joe?
Oz said she'd bring her money.
Money? That would help out, but not a match. Oh!
They're singing Joe.
Hey, that's my legacy.
They came in on a bus. How about you, Buzz?
I said she's bringing her webcam.
Oh, webcam. No match.
No.
Wow, and it's a tie game, 0-0. Scott, your honor, A or B?
We'll go with A.
Hey, and here's one that features me. Here's your clue. Our own Rob Spiewak just moved into a new house. True.
Oh,
shut up. And he'd love everyone to come by and visit. Mm. And if you come by, you can't miss Rob's place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Don is in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Mike is in. Buzz is in. Joe is stewing. Me, Rob Spiewak, I just moved into a new house and would love if you all could come to visit. Can't miss my place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard. Don't answer yet, Scott. Joe is in. Panel is right. All right, now's your chance to answer, Scott.
Incidentally, you asked for a funny answer, Don. I may have my funniest answer today.
Does it have a picture?
No.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good. Self-control. Scott, Rob Spiewak's house. That's me in the third person. What do I have in the front yard?
A fiery cross.
Ah, how about that? Don, do you have a flaming cross?
No, I don't. It's closed. I draw a picture for you, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Rob has the crooked cross Nazi flag. No picture of Rob as Hitler.
It's a good picture.
All right, set it up for me again, Rob.
Not a match. Rob Spiewak just moved into a new house, and you can't miss Rob's place. It's the one with the big blank in the front yard.
The big sore anus. Thank you.
Not a match. I really should put a drop cloth on that. Joe, did you match?
I had glazed donut.
Glazed donut. No, not a match. But thanks.
The crickets are visiting.
The boy likes his food.
I do like donuts. Buzz.
Another match from Buzz. I said burning cross.
There you go.
Burning
that's
cross.
Wow,
Buzz, the
good.
Listener's friend.
Wow.
All right, Jay, this
and
is your.
Fuego.
I'm sorry?
Buzz is en fuego.
He is.
You are retardo.
Isn't that something? All right, your chance to surge ahead here, Jay, or at least tie. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the release of the movie Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Do you know this?
I do.
This is true. Rabid fans of the sci-fi classic will mark the occasion by... Rabid fans of the sci-fi classic will mark the occasion by getting together in Los Angeles to blank for the first time. Star Wars fans celebrating the anniversary of Star Wars by going to Los Angeles.
I'm in.
To blank for the very first time. Jay, don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Who doesn't love Star Wars? I mean, this is a good movie. Sure.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Final match, this will be the last question on the board and determine who goes to Big Money Super Match. So there's some pressure here, Jay.
All right,
Jay. Panel is right. Jay, what's your answer? Big Star Wars convention. Lots of fans meeting in L.A. to blank for the first time. What did you say?
I'm going to have to say Score with Nerds.
Score with Nerds.
Score with Nerds.
For the very first time. Don, do you have Score with Nerds?
No. I said they would swap their dental retainers.
Oh, for the very first time. Not a match.
No.
Mike,
I
Nerds?
For the first time, they're all going to get together and bathe.
Oh, hideous. You smell like a Wookiee. How about you, Joe?
I don't know. It was in a match. I said get laid.
What did the guy say?
Score with Nerds.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really, that's a match?
But yes, that's a match.
All right, your chance to win here. Buzz.
I said sword fight.
No. We have a tie, so Mike, I need you to flip a coin. Uh-huh. Scott, call it in the air. Go.
Heads.
What do we got?
Is it, Mike?
Heads it is.
All right, Scott, congratulations. You are going to Big Money Super Final double match.
Mike, you should know that Scott is from Sacramento and Jay is from Wichita. You want to read?
Does that look like it's a head or a tail?
Oh, tail, Mike.
I blew it again. I can't read this coin. It's tails.
Mike,
tails.
Scott, we're so sorry.
Sorry, Jesus, Scott. My mistake.
We have to say goodbye to you now, Scott, but don't worry. We have lovely parting gifts that will be determined at a later date.
Thanks.
Bye, Scott.
Hold on, Scott.
Embittered.
Jay, congratulations. You are going to Supermatch.
That's how you do
that. Yeah, the big money final. You've already won $100, Jay, and no one can take that away from you. What say you?
Not even Scott the Stain. That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. All right. I need you to pick a celebrity to play with. Try to pick a celebrity that you think like.
I would like to play with Wichita Buzz.
Wichita Buzz. All Buzz, right, have you ever played Big Money Supermatch before?
Yes, I have.
Well,
I'm
then you know how it works.
Yes, I do.
We will read the clue. Buzz will lock in his answer, and then the other celebrities will offer clues or suggestions. You're free to take one if you like. Mm-hmm. Buzz.
Yes.
Match this.
He's all about the rules, isn't he, at this point?
He's flying through those rules.
Can you picture being his kid trying to play like Candyland?
No.
No, the rules specifically say you do not go over the Neapolitan ice cream.
You don't understand. Your plastic piece has to be in the upper right-hand corner of your daddy!
The Parker brothers worked very hard on putting this game together.
Right.
Let's honor them. All right, Buzz, lock in without revealing your answer.
All right.
Blank table.
All right.
Blank table.
I'm in.
Now, Don and Mike and Joe will also be able to offer suggestions to our winner, Jay.
All right. Buzz is in. Everybody else got their stuff ready to give him some hints.
All right. Buzz, you're locked in?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jay. First, we go to Don with a suggestion. Don, how would you complete blank table?
Coffee table.
Coffee table.
Coffee table.
Mike,
I would
say
dinner table.
Dinner table,
mm-hmm.
Also good. Joe?
I would say water table. It's underground.
Understood.
The water table.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hey.
Hi, Joe. Joe. Joe.
But without the water table, you all go thirsty.
Hi, Joe.
He's proud of himself.
Isn't the water table what could eventually get rid of Sacramento?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's a good thing.
Right. Well, let's
Scott might want
game.
To listen to that. All right. I need your answer, Jay. Don suggested coffee. Mm-hmm. Mike said dinner. Joe said water. Mm-hmm. You can go with one of those or go out on your own. Blank table. What do you say?
You guys, I didn't hear any of that.
Not a word?
Okay.
Then just fill in blank table.
Coffee table.
Coffee table. All right, Jay, you have $100, and if you match Buzz, you will double that. What do you say, Buzz?
I said coffee table.
Coffee table! We have a winner! He's a big winner.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Winner.
Congratulations, Jay from Wichita. You're $200 richer, and you'll win that in Silver Surfer quarters. You must be thrilled. What do you say?
Memorial Day with Silver Surfer, baby.
Yay! All right, Jay, well, we thank you for listening to the show at Wichita. The station there are KFH FM and AM, and we thank them for their patronage. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, guys. I enjoyed playing.
Thank you.
Bye, Jay.
Good job.
And thank you, Stars.
Yeah, thank you,
Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. We'll see you next time on Match Game 2007.
Match Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California.
Right.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited prior to telecast. Match Game 2007 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Still my favorite part right there at the end.
Yep. I like it, too.
Portions that have not affected the game. I love that part. Yeah. I do.
Boy. Yeah, boy.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, boy.
That's a good match game, boy.
Wow, boy.
Sure. Oh, British Joe, thank you for your time.
Thanks, mate. Tally-ho.
Get out of here.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Mike.
Take care. Thanks for laughing at my pictures.
See you, Mick.
Mick. That's right. Mick Foley.
Mick Harp.
Mick Harp.
Mick Jagger.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Mick Foley.
Mick.
Hey,
McDonald's.
John McT.
No, I'm king of the mix.
McDonald's.
Well, that's actually not historically accurate.
We're playing the Mick game, though.
Yes, you're king of the mix.
McNugget.
McMahon.
It's M-I-C-K, not the M-C game.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mick Key Mouse.
Do you notice there's a particular energy that lingers because he's staying?
I know. Leave, Joe, please.
All right, then.
Go back to your dungeon. Buzz?
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hey there, boy. Let's take a load off and listen to the news as Mike rubs his temples after spending an hour with his prodigy, Joe.
My legacy.
Legacy. We'll be right back with Buzz's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.